it wasn't, but what was fun was that there were many students from the Czech Republic. You know, they are studying English, and we had big crowd supporters because they teach Czech words, Češi do toho, all the Australians sitting in the stadium. So we had huge support. Anyway, it was 2-2. There was rumors that Czech players were not so much excited to go to Sydney.
You said there were students in the at the football match. Have you noticed many other Czechs in Australia who've come to support the Olympic team?
Mostly they are living in Canberra and Melbourne, so they are going to support Czech team in the venues in Sydney. But yesterday I called Frank Prihoda. He's 79 years old, and he was the oldest man who bear the torch in the small mountain village Sredbo in Snow Mountains in Australia. It was just 7 days ago. And he told me that he's very excited about the game, and he's trying to support both Czech and Australian teams, and he's not feeling good enough to go to Sydney, but he told me that he will certainly watch the game as much as possible.
As far as you've seen, what about the organization? Because I was at Euro 2000, and I noticed that it was very badly organized at times. Do the Sydney Olympic Committee seem to be doing a very good job?
I think there is one big advantage that the whole Australia is really excited. We just visited some small towns and villages outside the city. People are just proud that Olympics 2000 are held in Australia. But on the other side, there are problems, especially transport, because some drivers are disappointed about the conditions. There are some troubles with security. Yesterday we had problem in the airport, some gas, and about 40 people had to be taken to a hospital. But I think it's normal that there are some minor incidents or things, but I think Australia is doing pretty well.